You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. The U.S. government is taking more steps to try to build a technology wall against Chinese companies. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has laid out an expansive plan to keep out entire categories of Chinese tech, apps, data storage, internet, and phone services. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me now live to discuss this. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Sabri.
So, sounds like we are moving way past just TikTok here, huh?
Oh, TikTok seems so last week, Sabri. I mean, the rationale for this big thing is that the U.S. needs, quote, clean networks to guard Americans' data and the secrets of American companies. So what's in this big plan? Well, it would remove, quote, untrusted Chinese apps from Apple and Google app stores. That includes TikTok and WeChat, the dominant communications app in China, to stop American apps from being installed on Chinese-branded phones and to limit Chinese cloud service companies from accessing data over here. And finally, it would protect data on undersea cables from China.
Wow, that is a long list. I mean, is that possible for the government to pull off?
We're still waiting on the details. There's hardly anything on that and hardly anything on whether these bans are binding on American tech companies. Right, we're talking about Apple and Google, every U.S. app, our phone, and all of our internet companies. So this is a big undertaking waiting for the details.
Well, and briefly, I mean, what is the evidence that these Chinese tech firms are harmful?
We're still waiting for that in many cases. With Huawei, we've talked a lot about that. The government has yet to produce a smoking gun there. Same with TikTok. I mean, surely there's evidence of network hacking. All countries do that, including China, including the United States. As far as Beijing's reaction here, it calls this U.S. technology protectionism.
All right, Marketplace's Scott Tong, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.